So joining us now is Dan Levitin. Dan is a neuroscientist, a musician, and an author. For 10 years, Dan worked as a session musician, a commercial recording engineer, a live sound engineer, and a record producer for countless rock groups such as Santana, Blue Oyster Cult, The Grateful Dead. He served as vice president of A&R for Columbia Records and has been awarded 17 gold and platinum records. But what he did since then is fascinating. He's currently a professor of psychology and behavioral neuroscience at McGill University. And he's the author of a number of books, including This Is Your Brain on Music and The Organized Mind. You also talk a little bit in your book about earworms, how sometimes that music gets stuck in your brain. And what can we do about, why does that happen and what can we do about it?
Well, so earworms are just like you say, they're songs that get stuck in the brain, and we don't really know why it happens. We know a little bit about the what of it. So it tends to be a short little excerpt of a piece of music, about 15 or 20 seconds, which incidentally is about the length of what we call auditory short-term memory, the little loop that you can run in your brain of sounds that you've just heard. You know, you may have been at a speech and a particular sentence rings out, and you can hold that sentence in your head, but typically not the whole paragraph for, you know, a whole minute or two. Same thing with music. And we know that earworms tend to be melodically and rhythmically simple, relatively speaking. People aren't running around with Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring in their head. They're running around with, you know, Who Let the Dogs Out, or It's a Small World After All, or something like that.
Oh, God, no, please don't. Because now I'm going to have that stuck in my head. Dan, I found your chapter 5 to be fascinating because you get into not only why we like music, but how... How strongly linked our emotional and our memory systems are in the brain, and how music may trigger emotions in ways that we may not even perceive as it's happening. So how would you explain the link between memory, emotions, and music?
So one of the things that happens when we listen to music is that we're being reminded of all the other times we've heard that piece of music or music like it. And in a few cases, we'll be reminded of a particular time and place. This was Proust's whole point about the Madeleine. The taste can bring him back to his childhood, and music can do the same thing. And it has to do with the way memory is structured. It's as though your computer had 40 or 50 different ways of finding a file that you've stored on it. And that's the way human memory is. Lots of different inroads. And for evolutionary reasons, the things that we remember best are things that have an emotional component. You can imagine why that would be. It's not that we have a limited storage capacity, but of all the things you want to remember, the things that had carried some emotional weight, whether it was fear or aversion from having eaten something that made you sick, or attraction from an attractive mate, the emotional feeling that you get from quenching your thirst or your appetite, from finding the well out in the wild or the stand of fruit trees that you didn't know about, all these things would tend to be remembered better than the quotidian day-to-day things that don't have any emotional value. And music is able to unlock emotional memory for that reason. But also, music has been called the language of emotion. It, like real life, it breathes. It sometimes speeds up. It sometimes slows down. And I would say that the whole purpose of music, and indeed the whole purpose of art, is to make you feel differently. And I go so far as to say that if you experience a piece of art, whether it's music or a painting or ballet or sculpture, if you feel the same at the end of it as you did at the beginning, that piece of art has failed you. The thing that you want in a memory retrieval cue, if you were to design one, something that will reliably trigger an old memory for you, is uniqueness. So if you've been hearing a song all your life, although it may be associated with certain events or certain times of your life, it's not uniquely associated with them. And so maybe given enough time, you'd be able to retrieve the memory using that cue. But a more surefire cue is the song that only played that summer that you were 22 years old and you haven't heard it since. It becomes uniquely associated with that time, and so when it comes on, you can pull up the memory.